Okay, I got a phone call last night from a Talmud asking his sister had eaten grated Parmesan cheese, and he wanted to know how long does she have to wait before she eats the fleishig dinner. So I responded, whatever I responded, we'll see at the end of this year. And I said, I'm sorry, I know that's not the response he wanted. And he said, you should really make this a 10-minute halacha. So right then I decided today's 10-minute halacha will be about waiting 6 hours after cheese. We haven't done it yet, have we? Okay. So whether you have to wait 6 hours after you eat cheese, hard cheese, what kinds of cheeses, the Metzius information and much of the halachic information that I'm going to be sharing with you has come from two articles, both written in English, one from Rabbi Moshe David Leibovitz, no relation, in halachically speaking, and one from Rabbi Avram Gordimer, who I believe is the, he was in NYU when I was there, but he's older than me. He's the OU cheese person. He's their cheese expert. So the OU has an expert in every area. He is the cheese head in the OU, the cheese expert in the OU. So between the two articles, both articles are available online, but just to try to give you a brief overview of the issue. Now, we know that after eating fleishig, this we have discussed, after eating fleishig, that we wait 6 hours before we eat milchig, paskin shulchan aruch, and the reason is, there are two reasons offered by the Rishonim. Rashi and the Rush assume that it's because after you eat meat, there's a very strong taste left in your mouth and in your throat and on your palate for a long time, and that taste is only gone after 6 hours. The Rambam assumes that it's because of basar ben hashinayim, that when a person eats meat and you chew on the meat, so the basar remains between your teeth for up until 6 hours. After 6 hours, it might still be in your teeth, but it's no longer basar. It's lost its status as basar after being in your teeth for a long time. That's in regards to waiting after meat to eat milchigs. Again, that's a whole different topic. We're not going to get into the whys and the makar and all that and all the mishitos, but that's the basic idea, that basic machlokas rishonim. According to the Ikar HaDin, someone who eats milchigs and now wants to eat fleishigs does not have to wait any amount of time. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Hei, is very clear that there's that a ochel gvina is mutal echel basar. If you ate cheese, you're allowed to eat meat. There's no requirement to wait at all. All that you need to do is wash out your mouth, and Shulchan Aruch goes through exactly in Yerodeus and Peites, goes through how you wash out your mouth, rinse off with your hands, make sure that there's no dairy remaining on your hands, and then you're okay, you could eat fleishigs. However, when it comes to hard cheese, so there's a major discussion in the poskim. The Rama quotes a couple of shitos, but suggests to follow the shita that says that after a person eats hard cheese, that they should wait 6 hours before eating meat or eating chicken. That's what the Rama recommends. The Taz says that, let's think about this. What were the reasons that you wait 6 hours after eating meat? Either because the taste was very strong, or basar ben hashinayim. So he says, well, the first reason applies to hard cheese as well. The taste can linger in the mouth for a very long time. But the Taz says, I don't see how the second reason is going to apply. Cheese doesn't get stuck between your teeth. Nevertheless, Prima Gadim says that he thinks that that both reasons actually apply. That the kinds of cheeses we're talking to can get stuck in your teeth, can be stuck in your mouth, and it's not only the first reason that we're concerned about, it's in fact both reasons that we're concerned about. Now, do poskim accept this minhag of waiting 6 hours that the Rama recommends? So it should be noted, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do not mention this at all. Marshall thinks, and it's quoted by the Shach in Sifkat and Yud Zayin, that it's minus. It's a form of heresy to suggest that you have to wait 6 hours. I'm not sure why it's minus, but he suggests that Marshall, when the Marshal doesn't like something, he really doesn't like it. So the Marshal is unhappy about this minhag at all. But nevertheless, the Gra says, based on the Zohar and Parshas Mishpatim, that the Rama is correct, and that he thinks the Zohar would go with the sheet of the Rama. In fact, the Beis Yosef himself quotes the Zohar, and the Beis Yosef himself seems to assume that there should be a requirement to wait after eating hard cheese. How long should you have to wait? So Rama quotes one opinion that says, just wash your mouth out and wash your hands, and that's fine. However, like we said before, there are some shittos that say you wait an hour. The Shach says you wait at least 1 hour. There are many poskim, however, based on that Rama, where the Rama goes on to say that you should really wait 6 hours after eating hard cheese. It seems Svardim do not take it as seriously because Svardim do not follow the Pesachim of the Ramah. So even though the Beis Yosef quotes the Zohar, Svardim either wait an hour or nothing at all, but Ashkenazim should follow the Sheet of the Ramah and should wait the full 6 hours. Now, the question then becomes, okay, now that we want to follow the Sheet of the Ramah, we want to wait 6 hours, what is hard cheese? Now, this is the kind of thing that you can learn what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but you're still, when you get the question, I ate this kind of cheese, and you have no idea what that kind of cheese is. So this is something you really need to speak to the cheese experts. You really need to find out, first you need to consult the Shulchan Aruch what the halacha is, and then we need to find out what the metzias is by all the different kinds of cheese. So there are several shitos in terms of what constitutes hard cheese. Rabbi Gordimer breaks it down into three basic shitos of major kashrus organizations. He does not tell you who says what. Maybe we'll fill in some of the details. But he says the most lenient shita is those who hold that in order for cheese to be a hard cheese, it has to be a cheese that cannot be sliced. It's too brittle to slice. It would just shred when you try to slice it. That's hard cheese. Anything other than that is not hard cheese, which would mean that the only hard cheese that we would commonly eat is Parmesan cheese. Parmesan cheese apparently is so brittle that it cannot be sliced. It's grated, but it's not sliced, and that's why that was an easy shaila last night. The Talmud asked me, my sister ate grated Parmesan cheese. Parmesan cheese? Well, that's the only one that we know for sure, right? That is one that you would certainly have to wait 6 hours after eating Parmesan cheese. Other poskim hold that if the cheese is 6 months old, and this is based on the Shach comes up with this number, that's 6 months, that if it's aged for 6 months, then that's enough to make it a hard cheese. Within that sheet of the Shach, that it's got to be aged for 6 months, there's a discussion in the contemporary poskim, what if it's 6 months old, but it wasn't aged per se for 6 months? It was aged for 4 months, and it sat on the grocery shelf for 2 months, sat in the refrigerator in the supermarket for a month, and in the refrigerator in my house for another month. So the cheese experts say that as long as it continues, Rabbi Gordon quotes, that as long as it continues to sit on the shelf, it is actually aging. It's actually improving in some way, even when it's not being aged under ideal conditions. So something is happening to it. It's not staying exactly the same. So some say, oh, you see, so it's actually aging. So if it's 6 months from the date of production, that's actually hard cheese, and that you would have to wait 6 hours for. Others say, no, it has to be aged under ideal conditions for 6 months. Aging in your refrigerator in the grocery, yet something might be happening to it, but not enough that it's going to make a halachic difference. If there was too much happening to it, then all the companies would be selling an inconsistent product, which they would never do. That one guy is going to buy something, it's going to taste one way, and then he's going to buy it next time, it's going to taste a different way because it was on the grocery shelf an extra couple of weeks. Nothing really is, not much is happening to it when it's sitting in the supermarket. So anyway, that's the second shita. The third shita says that any cheese that has to be aged in order to achieve a certain texture, for 6 months, in order to achieve a very firm texture, or any cheese that's aged in order to achieve a certain taste, is categorized as hard cheese. So, meaning, if it's 6 months for texture, or any amount of time for taste. So if it could be something that's less than 6 months, but it has a very, very strong taste, that would be hard cheese, or if it's to achieve a texture, it would have to have been aged for 6 months. Those are the three basic shitos in the kashrus organizations. Rav Vosner holds that all hard cheese, if you can't tell, if you don't know, and you have a suffix, so he holds that you should be machmir by all the hard cheeses. The Kaf HaChaim says that if you're mesupuk, you could be mekel. I'm not sure, I didn't read the tshuva of Rav Vosner, Shevet Alevi, Yardei Chilbe, Simon Lamed Hay, not sure why he holds that way. It seems that this is a suffix on a drabanan at best. It's really a suffix minag, less than a drabanan. But you could argue, going into the whole discussion of davar sheyesh lo matirin, so maybe you wouldn't rely on suffix drabanan lekula. Okay, not our discussion for now. Important to note, American cheese is made by taking cheddar cheese, melting it, mixing a few additives in, and then rehardening it. So that's what we have as American cheese. Nevertheless, Rav Schechter, the Debrecen Rav, the Ber Moshe, also hold that American cheese is not considered aged cheese. The fact that it's melted down and then rehardened doesn't make it into hard cheese. Now, what about melted cheese in general? Just cheese that's melted. Does that take away its status as hard cheese? So the opinion of the Yad Yehuda's is the shita on this topic that's quoted by all the later poskim, who holds that if the aged cheese is melted by cooking it, then you don't have to wait 6 hours. Rav Belsky has a little bit of a twist on this. Rav Belsky holds that the Yad Yehuda's opinion is only if the cheese is melted into a food, it becomes part of a food. But melted on top of a food, even if it's melted, it would still have a dinner of hard cheese. So if your pizza store is using fancy cheeses and it uses a hard cheese and melted on top of the food, Rav Belsky would say you have to wait 6 hours. Where if it's melted like into a lasagna where it becomes part of the food, so then you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours. That's Rav Belsky's shita. I think that's the OU's approach. What if you have cheese powder on potato chips or something like that, a Parmesan flavoring on potato chips? So that for sure would not have to be 6 hours because the powder comes from cheese that's been melted as part of the process and then turned into powder form. You could certainly rely on the shitos that's okay, that once it's turned into powdered form, it's is considered okay. So now, lemaisa, bottom line, which cheeses are okay, which are not. So just to be aware, Parmesan cheese is always bad. It needs to be aged between 10 and 24 months. Swiss cheese, it depends. If it's a really Swiss cheese or American-made Swiss cheese. American-made Swiss cheese is only aged for like 2 or 3 months. Real Swiss cheese Swiss squared cheese is aged for more than 6 months and would definitely be a problem. That is the basic rundown on cheeses. It's important to know that eggplant Parmesan usually does not have Parmesan cheese. So usually when you eat eggplant Parmesan, even if you're not going to rely on the Yad Yehuda that it's melted down, it almost never actually has Parmesan cheese. So you could always rest easy with your eggplant Parmesan. A Caesar salad sometimes will have Parmesan cheese sprinkled onto it. Then you will have to wait 6 hours. Most kosher organizations require that the store will either put in the menu or a sign in the store if they're using Parmesan cheese on anything. Very often, even if they're just using it melted, they'll require some sign to alert you to that fact. But it's not a good idea if you're planning on having a fish dinner to be munching on grated Parmesan cheese. That's the moral of the story.